Made in America. The red, white, and blue. I stand for her honor, the flag and our troops. I'm proud of my country, what she's done for me. We're made in America, land of the free.
You know what time it is?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Who's? My name is Casey Johnson. Yeah, I'm leaving that, by the way.
As well you should.
My name is Casey Johnson, and alongside me, as always, I have one half of the Night Owl Country Band. First things first, the back beat, Steve Perdue.
The one and only.
The one and only. And next to him, my favorite superhero, Brett Denny.
Hey, hey, it's good to see you.
Brett Man, I always
loved it. You know, I mean, he always brought it up every time, but he would say, you know, and to Steve's right, and then he would go, but that doesn't matter to you guys listening.
It doesn't matter,
unless of course you got to that level where you could watch these taped every week.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
We gotta get there.
Yeah, only a few patrons away from that goal, and I cannot wait to take this operation out into the garage and with
right.
a bunch of cameras.
And have to wear clothes.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate.
Well, you know, but you look so good.
Well, only we're going to be behind the bar, so waist up.
Oh, yeah. I'll have my tie on.
Yeah. And skivvies underneath.
So, guys, is there anything significant we've been listening to?
I mean, still jamming my Jacob Bryan. Dropped a new song this past week, so... I don't want to say I'm on the Jacob Bryant bandwagon, but I think it's definitely true that I'm on the Jacob Bryant bandwagon.
Well, you're going to be on that bandwagon all the way to Cincy next week,
right? Next Saturday night.
Oh, nice.
So, and he just recently signed with Havana Rum. I think I'm pronouncing that right. But was their first artist to ever sign, they've ever signed. So, and you get a free shot when you meet him. So,
okay.
I'm not really a rum guy, but... I'll take a free shot of rum.
Yeah, that's fair if it's free. So, certified Night Owls out there, if you're looking for something to do next Saturday, make the trek to Cincinnati. Hang out with Steve. See what he's really like.
Yeah. Have a good time.
This is
actually
going
to be kind of weird because usually I go to rock concerts and, yes, there's headbanging. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to... I'm not really sure how to act in a country. I mean, we go to our country shows, and I'm usually banging my head on drums. So,
we're a little bit different.
Yeah, it's going to be definitely. It's like it's air drama. I look pretty stupid that way, though.
Brad, anything you want to shout out this week?
Yeah, I came across a gentleman that I've been listening to. Mm-hmm. Under Spotify, he's under Marty Ray Project. And that's where I came across the... acoustic Ice Baby song.
Don't give it away.
Mm.
That might be a secret one time.
Give it away now.
Oh, there you go.
Now, there's not enough tongue rolling in this. It's got to yes. give it away.
Lock it.
So yeah, Marty Ray Project. He does a lot of acoustic covers on YouTube's on the YouTube's. Mm. So. I've been listening to a little bit of Marty Ray, I guess.
You didn't get to hear his version, did you, the other night?
No, he didn't.
We had practice the other night, and he actually broke it down, and I was just like, this guy's really doing Vanilla Ice acoustically. It really sounded good.
It was really good.
See, so. Now, that's the thing. You guys are making me come to more concerts. Now I'm going to have to come to practice.
Yeah. I mean, you're a certified Night Owl, right?
I got introduced... before Steve at the concert last night.
I know.
And before
and Tim.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he'll be like, Matt will be like, to the guy that none of that's not even on the stage, the guy back there with the camera.
Oh, my goodness.
That's Casey Johnson.
He's just like, I'm like, all right. But, no, actually, I do want to, I stumbled across an album this week that I've been very interested in by the one and the only Ronnie Dunn.
Oh, really?
Of Brooks and Dunn fame. He did an entire album of covers.
Okay.
Called Redone. Get it?
Right. And, with a D-U-N-N.
Yeah.
And
I think I heard one of his on the radio on XM, I think.
He, like, it's ridiculous. He did my favorite song on the album is a very country styling of the 10cc song I'm Not in Love. And you would never know that it wasn't just a country song originally. The way he does it, oh my God, it's beautiful. But he does Wonderful Tonight on it. He does he does some Seeger. He does all kinds of stuff. And it's like...
I'm looking at it right now on Apple iTunes.
Yeah, it's...
Wow!
Are we allowed to say Apple on...
I just did.
Well, we are on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, then we're good to go. I said Spotify, so but, that might get bleeped earlier. Later,
we're on Spotify.
24 okay. tracks.
Well, then fine.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous, and it's all original instrumentation and everything. Yeah, I highly, highly recommend that
album.
These
are some pretty.
I have noticed
cool songs.
I have noticed, you know, watching some late night stuff or something. If they announce, you know, if they start talking about like Mountain Dew, then Mountain Dew will start sending them stuff. You think that'll work with us?
I mean, it's Crown. Only a matter of time.
Send us something, Mountain Dew.
Crown Royal? He does Amarillo by Morning. You got to step up strong, dude.
Yeah, and that's the opener, too.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's
yeah, no,
the
so...
drinking thing, that was the one that was I heard on XM.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, no, definitely recommend... that album, and recommend that you come check out a Night Owl show soon. We had a fantastic time last night at Riverfront Tap Room.
Yep.
Even though it was acoustic, it was actually pretty fun.
Okay, well, acoustic is in quotes when it comes to you.
Well, you know. I need to get that thing you tagged me in, that walking guitar.
Yeah, that walkabout.
That thing is awesome.
But for those who don't know, and you can see this, online, because there's pictures. It was an all acoustic, all original show, and of course, generally with an acoustic, if you're a drummer, that means you know you got your cajon. And Steve shows up with a cajon, a traveler kick drum, chimes, two cymbals.
Yep,
shaker.
He was doing double kick on a cajon. Oh, yeah. It was inspiring.
Well, you know, doing what I can to make it fun for me.
Right. It's like the anxiety that we talked about with Nia earlier.
Yeah.
We can't just sit on a beach, you know. You got to be doing something. So he's getting all of his limbs going again.
Yeah. Well, see, I got to have something to gripe about. See, if I just sit on a box and I don't really get hot or anything.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I can't gripe. See, if I have my arms going and these guys are, I'm giving them a reason to continue to, Steve, more,
come
more.
On, give us more cajon. Yeah. What?
More cajon.
I got a fever. I got two mics on this thing.
I got a fever and more cajon.
Well, I do love a good cajon. For those who don't know, cajon is Spanish for box, and it was all created. That instrument was created in Peru by some folks about 300 years ago who constructed a box that sounded really good acoustically. And I would dare say. That those Peruvians managed to find the beauty amongst the trees. But before we get to that, if you didn't know, this is Who's Who, the weekly independent country music countdown podcast presented by the Night Owl Country Band. If you'd like to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head over to patreon.com/nightowlcb. Give us a couple of twigs to our nest to keep this bird in flight. But if you've got no bucks to toss our way, no problem. You can always get the show for free. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/whoswhopod. Find Night Owl Country Band at facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at the real NOCB, and on Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, online at nightowlcb.com, where you can get your Night Owl and Who's Who merch. coming in at number 10 this week, as I mentioned, sticking right there at number 10, right where it was last week, Flat River Band with Beauty Amongst the Trees.
Birds are heard in the distance over the hills beyond the ridge. As the rivers run through the valleys, the wildlife are drawn to them. The wilderness is waiting for all the world to see. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Blinded to the beauty that lies amongst the trees. Sails on a summer night, as the cuckoo wheel and the hoot owl make the darkness come alive. The countryside is calling out through the mountain breeze. But why are we so blinded to the beauty amongst the trees? Have we lost our minds? Why do we
Flat River Band, Beauty Amongst the Trees. And, you know, coming off of an acoustic show like you guys did just last night, you guys have a little bit more of an appreciation for the Beauty Amongst the Trees, considering, you know, acoustic.
I always joke anytime that Matt talks about acoustic shows, because nothing changes for me. I bring the same instrument, I bring the same pedals, and I play the exact same way. So acoustic shows aren't much different, but...
I mean, same for Matt, really, too.
Yeah, like, I mean, he likes to try to bring in an acoustic, but, you know, like last night he ended up going ahead and playing with the electric bass anyway, which is fine, you know, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah. And then Tim, of course... He has acoustic, but he's still throwing that through the same pedal, so it sounds... Steve, I think you got a lawsuit on your hands, buddy.
Well, for the more intimate shows, last night it was big enough that we could probably went with my traveler's kit and probably be fine.
Yeah.
But the Willow Leaves of Hope, I mean, mm-hmm. Playing at the, like last weekend when we played at the
Parkside,
yeah. That's all I needed. Yeah, something like that. It's a little more intimate. And so, I mean, it still has its purpose.
Yeah.
But last night was definitely you could broaden my horizon, so to speak.
Yeah, no.
And
for
some
sure.
songs just got to have a little more. A
little bit.
And we do Indiana Summer or something like that. You got to have that cymbal hit. Although I'm doing it with my hands and it doesn't sound quite as good. My fingers tend to hurt when
I went, oh, my goodness. I had one note. Well, I have a couple notes, but I'll just say one note on this song. That this is a good reminder to get your faces out of your phones mm-hmm. and carpe diem. I had to get that in there, and then I came across it. I went, you know, take the cash and let the credit go. So that's what that song kind of reminded me of. Because I didn't want to use the always stop and smell the roses type of deal. So I came up with take the cash and let the credit go.
I'll agree to that. And then I like the way that the song starts off. Kind of sets the mood. Mm-hmm. Kind of has a, I don't know, kind of a Louisiana type.
Yeah.
I pictured, you know, some guy sitting on a porch in Louisiana, an old tin house, you know, mm-hmm. strumming, and then a nice pretty song comes out of it. So kind of had that feel. Or off the bat's what I got, but I like the song. It's structurally a good song and does tell a good story. And like he said, you know, it kind of makes people kind of want to put the phone down and look around at the beauty we have around us.
Mm-hmm. At the very least, even for a minute, get some brewskis in your hand and
whiskey.
Yeah, yeah. Do whatever.
Crown.
Crown.
Camel snooze.
Yeah, camel snooze. So.
The state of Michigan.
Just the university.
Okay, but if we got an endorsement from the entire state, that'd be cool.
Oh, that would be fine too. I can live with that, I guess. As long as not Ohio, where we're at.
Oh.
Well, how about rather four gentlemen from Nashville, Tennessee, who formed, I think, one of my favorite country quartets I've ever heard in my life. This is their second song they've had on the countdown. This week they come in at number 9 with Drink to the Songs.
We drank to the songs that we grew up on. Throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. Get rowdy around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on. My first CD was by Alabama. 10 tracks that taught me all my country grammar. I'd push play and practice on my southern drawl. I credit Song of the South for the way I talk. Mama used to crank up the radio to George Strait singing about the rodeo. That's when I knew I wanted to be a cowboy and sing about Cheyenne until I lost my voice. They always had soul, they never get old. So when a small town folks get together, you know, we shout them out at the top of our. When we drank to the songs that we grew up on, throw our hands in the air when it feels like home. You're right around here from dusk till dawn. When we drank to the songs we grew up on.
Fourth and Main with Drink to the Songs. And gentlemen, I know you haven't had the opportunity to talk about this one yet, but another very strong showing from our inaugural number one band.
Mm-hmm.
I actually like this one better than the first one.
Okay.
I don't have a specific reason why. Does this one really? First time I heard it, I really just caught me, and I was like, "This is a really good song."
Mm-hmm.
I foresee this one moving its way up the charts.
Well, I think that a lot of the reason that people like country music in general, even just aside from the sound, is that country music is so good at being able to house yourself in nostalgia for 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
And be able to look back on your life. And that is exactly what this song is about. I can imagine this song, you know, out playing while we're outside grilling.
I see.
Drinking to the songs that we grew up on.
I see.
You know?
I mean, I'm glad you said that because, you know, one of my notes is in this, it almost feels like I'm being sacrilegious because this is a country song. He's using country mm-hmm. songs. He's, you know, but it takes me back to my nostalgia, which was the 80s music.
Yeah.
That's what I grew up mm-hmm. on, you know? So it just, you know, makes me think of the songs that I grew up on. Which may not have been country, but that's what a song is supposed to
right.
guide you to, and that's exactly what this song did.
We were talking during the song, definitely picked up the Alabama,
yeah,
Orchard Boys, Stallard Brothers. If you could mix them all together, that is what, this is the song they would come up
like,
with.
Like, mix those bands together and put them in 2020.
Yes.
And that's what this band is. I don't see any, if 4th and Main never has a number one hit, then it's going to be a major travesty in mm-hmm. my eyes. Because these guys are so technically gifted as singers. They work so well together with their harmonies mm-hmm. that these guys, I continually am amazed by
and
how
and it's a good mix
are.
With the music, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if they do their own music or not, or if it's a soundtrack type deal and they come in and just sing vocals. I don't know how they recorded their album, but whoever's doing their music, they're pairing the lyrics and the vocals
mm-hmm.
perfectly with it.
And that is exactly what I would imagine. I've mentioned this on the show before, but their producer is a guy by the name of Wayne Hahn. He is Grammy nominated. He's a BMI award winner. And all of that is in the gospel music sphere. If you listen to any gospel groups like the Irwins or Ernie Hassan Signature Sound or any of those groups like that. He is their producer, and he's just an absolutely immaculate producer. And so a lot of that is his work, but you also can't teach harmony. Mm-mm. You know, like, you can't teach that true harmony. You can teach people to sing harmony parts, mm-hmm. but finding voices that work that well together, that's God-given right there. And I love, one thing I love about them is that they take every song and they think, you know, we're within the country genre, so here are the instruments that we're going to, every time.
There's that word again.
But they think, you know, we're a country band, so we're going to use these instruments or whatever. But when they arrange it, they say, what if we did, like, bring horns into this as an accent? What would that sound like? Uh-huh. Or, like, what if, you know, there's a couple of their songs that have a driving beat that almost sound very contemporary Christian-like, and it's like, well, what if we did that? Would that work well for this song? And I think sometimes it's necessary to step out of the nest as far as your genre is considered. And
you saying we should have horns in our songs, Casey?
I'm saying it would be interesting.
I'll see if I can get something percussion-wise that'll make a trumpet sound.
Matt, we decided you guys are going to have a horn section.
Yes.
Heck, I like good jazz anyway, though, so I'd be down with it. I like a good jazz band, like some New Orleans type stuff. That stuff's awesome. Some great musicians in New Orleans.
Yeah,
great,
absolutely.
Great musicians in New Orleans.
And at this time, we would like to thank three of our lovely patrons who have gone above and beyond as far as supporting us is considered. We've got Mr. John Barr.
Boop, boop.
Scott Poole, sorry.
How'd you mess that up? Scott Poole.
Well, because
yeah,
I
just said John Barr.
Because I said John Barr, and then I was watching you go boop, 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 boop.
Well, he did that. I just went, that's yeah. Right. It's okay, though.
And Jerry and Nadina Perdue.
Oh. Near and dear to my heart.
Like some familiar names.
It is.
And they are our $50 certified night owls, nice. Jerry and Nadine. Nice. So,
can't imagine that.
Thank you all.
I mean, my Aunt Dina has been labeled the band stalker.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I don't believe that. I think she just really
well,
loves
I feel. Here's the thing is I feel like if you're related closely to one of the band members and on good terms with them, you can't really be labeled the stalker.
No. I mean, she's obviously of right mind. She thinks that I'm the cutest person in the band. And
oh, my goodness. Mm.
I mean, that's been seconded by my uncle, so.
And considering that considering that my girlfriend and I decided that you're like a really scary magic eight ball for my future,
nah.
I think I have to agree.
So see?
Legally.
That's three.
Oh,
three
geez.
People, Brett.
Oh, you're a drummer, right?
I sure am. Mm-hmm. I sure am.
Point.
First of all,
no
I'm
bias.
I'm a percussionist.
Oh, sure.
So when I asked if you're a drummer and you said yes,
I mean, drumming fall. All drummers are percussionists. Not all percussionists are drummers, sir.
Amen to that.
Are you kidding?
Church
me?
Is in session, bro.
Oh my gosh. Should I get baptized?
We can do that.
See, they really liked my joke.
Let me open up my Pepsi here. My Pepsi. Cherry.
Oh,
Pepsi
my goodness.
Product.
Pepsi.
Pepsi and Mountain Dew. If only there was one parent company.
Right. I rarely drink any kind of soda unless it's got some sort of whiskey in it.
Yeah.
A cherry Pepsi to sound
cherry
good today.
Cherry Pepsi. Refreshing.
Yeah, really sounding good. It's about gone.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll be like, you know what? I want a Dr. Pepper. And then, like, I'll drink one Dr. Pepper, and then 6 months later, I'll be like, yep. I want a Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
Well, coming in at number eight is our friend, Mr. Richard Lynch, and he comes in for the second time at number eight with his song Back in 1953.
Get to play this old guitar my daddy gave to me. It was made in a time before I was born in 1953. I'd like to have been around around back then and see what I could see. Maybe understand just how the man gave his love of music to me. Think I'll carry it on, playing my songs the way my daddy did when I was a kid in our country home. 1,000 memories flowing through me. I hope I'm good enough like my daddy was back in 1953.
Richard Lynch back in 1953. And this is a song with some very poignant lyrics.
Very poignant.
Okay, I don't know, I'm sure what that word really means, but
you probably pronounce it poignant.
Oh,
poignant.
That, okay, yeah, we're good. That's it.
Do you want me to give my?
I love you guys.
I sure do, buddy.
Do you want me to give my long note or just one of my short notes?
No, give us the long one.
The long note. So here's what this song brought to me. It says I'm just gonna read this verbatim.
Okay.
God, I love big words like that.
Right?
I definitely am nowhere near the years on that guitar, but this song does remind me of the feeling I get looking back at old Night Owl pictures, and I see the blue ovation and how many of our shows I've had that guitar. And I hope the person that ends up with my guitar has some good memories from it also.
We'll be selling that guitar on eBay soon. Shh, don't tell him.
So it's, I mean, again, eBay. I just, you know, I come to a gig, you know, just like any gig, I play. But then, you know, when memories pop up and I see, you know, mm-hmm. 2.5, 3 years ago, I have that blue ovation. That's pretty cool.
I'm to the point now, I don't remember what your old guitar was now. I remember when you brought the first night you brought that one out.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you already had it. That was the first night you just brought it out, but I remember when you got it and I was like, man, that thing's beautiful.
It is. Yeah.
I for the life of me, if they said, describe Brett's old guitar, I'm still poor because I'm not going to win any money.
I had that really thin Taylor that looked like a tree trunk, brown, but it was really thin, really thin.
I still remember it. I see. So I'll bring it out one day.
Yep.
You still have it?
Yep.
Okay.
Go get it real quick.
Yeah, run over and get it real quick, and we'll snap a shot of it.
Steve, we were talking earlier about this song and about how, like, you know, everybody has that one thing that was passed down from their father. Yeah. You know, it's not even necessarily music.
Yeah. So definitely. When I heard it, I was thinking, you know, obviously the story. Let me back up here and get ahead of myself. the story's about a guitar
right.
that it was given from his father, which is commendable. I love the story in the song. But... And I'm not trying to just depict guys because it may happen to women too. But just as a dude, I'm relating. We're dudes here.
Right.
We're relating. It doesn't necessarily mean it has to be a guitar, but there are, you know, basketball players, baseball players that were handing something down, you know, whether it be a baseball bat, a basketball. And every guy wants to know, hey, am I as good as my father? Mm-hmm. You know, if he's still alive, you know, does he see me as good as he was?
Yeah,
if he's passed on, you know, is he looking down from heaven? And am I doing things right? So I totally relate with this song. My dad is a guitar player as well. Obviously, I never could play guitar. I tried, couldn't do it. So I started playing drums, and my dad is 81 years old. So I want to put that out there. You know, there's no telling how much longer he's got in his life, and that's the reality. But he comes to our shows, and anybody that's been there will see an 81-year-old man act like he's 25.
Yeah.
I mean, he's clapping. So I don't know that he's proud of me for, you know, that I play drums. I think he's just proud that I'm into something that makes me happy, and in return makes
and
him happy.
It's beautiful how sometimes that thing that they pass on isn't necessarily a physical possession or even something specific they do. Sometimes that thing that they pass on can be music, you know, or that thing that they pass on can be a love of sports or and even if, like, you disagree with your dad on what team you know, so you both bond over sports or whatever right. it is. So I think I love listening to just a song like this that I can look back on things in my life and just fill me with such joy. You know, of course, Brett, I know you hate joy in general.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
What is it about joy that you just hate?
Well, joy will kind of get your hopes up about something and then just pull the rug right out from underneath you.
Yeah, no.
Logic.
Yeah, I know. We're all optimists here,
right,
obviously.
Right, right. Yes. That's my middle name. Pessimist.
So you see the cup half empty.
I do see the cup half empty, and sometimes when I try to put more water in it, it just gets more empty.
See, that's my thing, because here's how I look at life, and this is my whole philosophy on life, really. This is about to get deep.
All right.
I look at life as one big, we were talking about you golfing earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I look at life as one big game of golf.
Okay.
One big round of golf. And over the course of that, you've got, you know, all of the holes, you know, on a golf course are like all the situations you're in your life. Except life is interesting because life, you get to set your own expectations. And to me, that's like setting your own par.
Okay.
Now, there are a lot of optimistic people out there who like to set their par at, you know, a hole in one.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen every time.
Right.
Then there are the realists. They set their par around four or five, mm-hmm. you know. I like to set my par at the stroke limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if I set my par at the stroke limit, then if that ball even goes in the hole,
right,
it's been a good day.
Good day.
But worst case scenario, if the ball doesn't go in the hole at all and I reach the stroke limit, as far as my score is considered, I'm in pretty good shape still. I'm just hitting par.
I get you. I can.
I usually just bring whiskey along, and then
right.
if it goes in, it goes in. If not,
uh-huh.
I still got to fit the whiskey to drown my sorrows away, so to speak. So
I guess what happens to me is if I still set my par at stroke limit, if I do get it then in less than that, then I'm going, okay, see, Brett, you can do it less than, and then I'll think, okay, I can do this, and then I'll get max stroke, and I'll be all upset again. So joy. Yeah. Triple, thanks a lot, joy.
Triple bogey.
Great. Quintuple bogey.
And on the topic of a lack of joy, this next song is about a relationship where there is a lack of joy right now. And it talks about how are you going to save this relationship? How are you going to handle it? Of course,
Brett, you're not.
Well, maybe so, maybe not. We'll have to listen to the song and find out. Of course, our former number one song, our good friend Corey Lane with Cold December.
It's a cold December, and writing's hard to do. My mind's distracted by the thought of leaving you. We can't whisper fake I love you. It's a cold December when you've lived so many lonely years. But we'll weather the storm like we always do. We can't be all together, but I can't make it without you.
All right, we had a great time here at the town of Edinburgh at the State of Edinburgh Address. Standing here with J.T. Doan, who did the speech and put this together, now the town manager of Edinburgh. How did you think the night went, J.T.?
It went very well. It was our first day of the town address here, and it was an honor to have the Night Owls to be a part of it. And a lot of great things to speak about in the community, projects we've done, plans we have, and so it's great to have the Night Owls here to celebrate with us.
I heard a lot of people say JT is a guy that gets things done.
Mm-hmm. I heard
how's
that.
How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. It takes a team, and we've got a great team here assembled to get things done. I always say create the plan, develop the strategy, and execute. And we're doing it.
That's good. That's good. When you speak in tonight, you're speaking about potholes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of places in a lot of towns in Indiana are having a hard time with potholes, and you're going to be paving a lot of roads here in Edinburgh. I bet the people in Edinburgh are excited about that.
They are. I mean, there's some that I've heard from. It's been 20 years and the road hasn't been paved. So to get that amount of paving done, again, with the support of council and the town, and also have the balanced budgets and cash reserves available. And last year we invested about 1.5 total towards roads, some of which was some grant that was a portion of that. And then this year we're at about, about $1 million yet this year to pave too. And with the last year's was 10 complete roads. So it's exciting. Smooth roads.
Smooth roads. We're standing in a building here that you told a little bit of story to me about. I met up with JT earlier this week, and he took me around town to his new office, and also brought me to this building.
Mm-hmm.
We went over to Edinburgh High School and checked out what our setup was going to be there. Tell us a little bit about the building we're standing in right now.
The building we're in now, anytime in a downtown area, city or town, no matter what your size, you do not want to have a missing tooth. As they say, this building was about to collapse. The town was able to acquire it. We were able to get some grant funding to secure the exterior, do some exterior facade work. And then the town was able to have funds to do a lot of the interior work that you see in here. And this is a building where we host alumni events, reunions, birthday parties, joint council school board meetings, and other dinners and other events.
It's beautiful. They did a great job on this building. Edinburgh should be really proud to have you.
Thank you.
You're a great guy. I think you are a guy that's going to get things done. We appreciate you, JT Doan, great supporter of Night Owl Country Band. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Woke up this morning, it was way too soon to tell. Why I seem so nervous to hear that classroom bell. My senior year right here, what does that mean? I'll just keep believing different days bring different things. It's okay to be different, that makes the world spin round. We all have our own voice, our own heartbeat sound. Just be
Crystal Lee with Different Days Bring Different Things. And guys, I want to take an opportunity here to talk just a little bit, although I know you guys don't care about the Vipers.
Roughnecks. Roughnecks.
So as we sit here, it is 3:47 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, which means the Tampa Bay Vipers play here just in a few hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now against the Defenders, I believe.
Yes, DC.
Yeah, the DC Defenders. Now, Tampa Bay goes into this game at 0-3, and mm-hmm. DC is at 2-1. So that's a dub. That's a dub for the Vipers.
I see.
Because
listening to last week's podcast, it almost sounded like Matt was going to slip on over to the DC team.
Well, listen here, Matt. And
I just want to put out there that my team is 3-0.
And yours is whose?
Houston.
Oh, Houston.
They're actually playing the Dallas Renegades today.
So I guess
I can't go with Dallas.
It was a good
you know,
it was a good idea.
This guy over here already said two things in Dallas.
So I guess whoever wins tonight's game, Matt will be
yeah,
happy.
Probably
go,
so.
Oh, yeah,
yeah.
Look, I was a Viper fan.
But you know what, though? It, not to stand up for Matt, not to dog on you.
But
Matt, is a Bengals fan, so it would be nice to actually have a team that's winning for a change. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in football, that
it's
is.
It's called...
Hey, man! Hey, buddy! Hey!
What's up? Hey, what are you doing here?
Speaking of buttholes...
I'm a Vipers fan 50% of the time, every time.
Yeah. Remember, you owe me dinner, buddy. Uh-huh.
Can you just shut his mic off or something?
Bandwagon. Coming in at number 5. Former number 1 song, Jeremy Parsons, Making Things Up As I Go. Jeremy Parsons, Making Things Up As I Go. And guys, actually here about a month after the Wounded Warrior Project show, you've got another pretty exciting one at the Pixie, of course, in beautiful Edinburgh, Indiana, going to be doing a gospel set, kind of back to your roots for all of you.
That's right. I mean, you know, we always have people asking us, you know, where we got started, and every single one of us say that we kind of got started in the church, hymns, you know, hitting on the pews or singing in the choir or whatever. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be our Palm Sunday show at the Pixie Theater. That'd be great.
Yep, I'm going to have music there from three acts, including Night Owl Country Band and, of course, a sermon.
Yes.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then afterwards... we can all go to my place and watch WrestleMania.
Well, that'll be fun. I'm glad I'm invited. I didn't.
And I'm gonna warn both of you guys, as I warned Tim last week. Gonna be a quick teardown.
Quick teardown.
Because we're gonna. Matt and I have appointment viewing.
I see. I mean, I liked your idea of just showing it on the screen at the Pixie.
Oh, if only I would. You know, it's ironic because the first WrestleMania was not on pay-per-view in 1985, and I believe WrestleMania 3 was actually the first one that was even on pay-per-view. It was all closed circuit.
Okay.
And it was shown at movie theaters.
Oh, my goodness.
Live. That's crazy. Originally, because Vince McMahon had this vision of what pay-per-view would become, but it didn't exist yet.
I see.
In, you know, at least in enough homes, uh-huh, to be able to carry it. So, my point is, Pixie, let's get back to the roots of WrestleMania.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I see where he's going there.
And, I mean, truth be told, I would do just about anything to make that happen. I got a little devil on my shoulder. He knows just where I'd sign for this one.
Uh-huh.
Wait a second. Hold on. I think that's the sound of number 4.
Mr. John Hunt
with Calling My Name.
For 35 years, and I've been up in the morning grinding my gears, but ain't nobody here to listen to my song. I've been washed to the side by the pouring rain. I've been tossed around in a hurricane, and I've been brought to tears by a child. Hell, I walk 40 miles in the pouring rain. I'll do it again if you call my name, but I can't let that slow me down.
John Hunt calling my name. Fantastic driving outlaw song. I will never, ever get tired right. of songs like that. Well, gentlemen, while we're here, and I think we all know what comes next, let's step out of the nest for a second.
All right.
So I was thinking about what I wanted to do for this segment this week, and I often tell people that I host a country music countdown podcast, and they respond with one very simple word. Why? Because, as you guys know, there's a stigma in today's society around country music. And I think it's interesting to have this conversation with you guys in particular, considering you guys historically in your life have not been the biggest country fans.
Him more than me.
Yeah.
No, I grew up on country.
That's what right. I'm saying.
Yeah,
I mean,
oh, I get what you're saying.
But as far as like,
I get you.
I mean, like, you like country, but as far as like where a lot of your bread and butter is, especially, that's on the rock side. And then, Brett wasn't overly familiar with country at all before Night Owl started. So here's my question for you guys. I would like for you each, let's imagine that you run up to somebody and, in my case, I host a country music podcast. In your case, you're in a country band and we've all had it. Why? Country music sucks. What is, they give you the opportunity, play me two songs.
Okay.
To prove to me that country music does not suck. What are you going to?
Talking about our songs or anything?
Anything in general.
Whatever song we need to choose from country to get them to realize that country does not suck. Ooh. Holy crap, dude.
Go ahead, Brett.
we're gonna think. I already had my answer. I thought he was going to ask us what he asked last week, but
so he can't do that.
He did.
Well, yeah,
he did it the week before.
That was Valentine's. I'll tell you where I go first. Things first.
Okay.
So, the thing that I always say to people is one of the main reasons I love country so much is because I truly believe that some of the greatest love songs that have ever been written are country. So I am, in this case, believe it or not, but for completely different reasons, actually both of my songs that I'm going to choose in this case are by Zac Brown Band.
Okay.
The reason that I do that is, again, for completely different reasons, but I think Zac Brown Band, he has such a large band, they do so many different styles of music that even if you just look on one particular one of his albums, you'll probably have one or two songs there that you like, and then that's how you acquiesce into the rest of it. Because I've been talking about this lately with Nia, because she spent her whole life thinking she hated country music. And then discovered that she doesn't. And Zac Brown Band was a part of that. Number one song in this case that I'm going to choose is the song Free. It is, if you've never heard it, it's a beautiful, beautiful love song. Starts out with an amazing fiddle and basically, it just talks about two people that are very, very in love, that love the feeling of just getting in a car and driving. And they say, that's as free as we'll ever be. And actually, the song makes me very emotional because it was written by a sometimes country, sometimes gospel duo named Joey and Rory. And Joey, who was the wife, passed away due to cancer a few years ago. And like when you listen to the lyrics of that song again, if you've never heard it, I highly recommend it. And you think that the person who wrote that has now passed on. It's absolutely, I've never played it for anybody and them not like been like, okay. My other song is kind of out there, and it's from his Jekyll and Hyde album, and that would be Heavy as the Head That Wears the Crown, featuring Chris Cornell.
Okay.
And it is a very, like, driving, almost, you know, kind of Seattle, grungy, heavy country song. And so I'll play that for them, and it's like, yeah, no, this is still country. This is still really good. And like, and then I'm like, okay, now let's take this, and that's one step closer, and that's one step closer. Uh-huh. Another one that I play a lot of just is actually 4th and Main, Bad With Me. I'm like, you don't like country? Here, try this. This is country. So, I don't know. I've given you guys a little bit of time here. What do you got?
I will probably, I mean, I think I'll probably cliche-ish, you know, if that's the adjective I'm looking for on this. I would show them a live version of Friends in Low Places. But again, I also think that's part of what made people hate country.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going, am I helping myself or hurting myself? And I guess just again, I've not been in country for very long, but just the reactions that we get when we play Folsom Prison. I would probably choose that one. Probably, I mean, that or a Hank Jr. song. I don't think you could go wrong with that. But again, that's hard for a person that has only known country for 4 years, other than some of those pop country songs that came over.
I think though that is a lot of the reason why I'm most interested to hear your opinion on this, because there's a little bit of influence there as to like. Not even necessarily insinuating that you ever turned down your nose at country music or whatever, but some of the stuff that you were like, I really like country because of this.
Yeah.
You know? And it obviously having that heritage, but also liking a lot of stuff on the rock side a little bit more than a lot of modern country. What do you got?
I don't want to word this. I did grow up country. So, I mean, you know, George Jones, Tank, Merle, all these guys, you know, I grew up on, because I wasn't allowed to listen to rock back in the day when I was young, and then, I'm actually gonna pick one old, one new, and I'm gonna go with the King of Country, because in my opinion, I don't know that George Strait has ever wrote a bad song.
I don't know for sure.
I don't care if you're the heaviest of metal, or you know, into gospel or jazz, it doesn't matter. I guarantee you there's a George Strait song out there that's going to touch your heart in some way.
Yeah, because the wordplay on his songs is always so good, too. Like, Nia and I were in Indy a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to talk about her even though she's in the other room, because she has not been initiated into country music, you know, nearly as much. And I'm like, it had actually just been announced that George Strait was going to be up at South Bend, which... By the way, I'm definitely finding a way to go to that show. George Strait with Chris Stapleton and Brothers Osborne opening for him. Yes.
Yeah.
But so I was like, yeah, no, George Strait is the undisputed king of country. And she's like, oh, what bands has he been in? And I'm like, no. And I'm like, here, I'm going to play this song. You're not going to talk to me during this song. You're going to listen to every single word of it because it's going to be one of the most imaginative, beautiful songs you've ever heard in your life. And I played The Chair.
Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
And when it got over, she's like, okay.
That was from like 1984.
So yeah.
That's, but it's still relevant today. I mean,
yeah. And I don't want to speak for Tim here. I was actually having a conversation with Tim the other day about how he used to work at an arena where there were a bunch of concerts and stuff, and he said The Chair, because it was George Strait's opener, in like the 80s.
Okay.
And he said that was the song, and he was listening to it for the first time with tears streaming down his face, realizing, wow, I really love country music. So that's definitely...
Well, Cross My Heart was going to be the first one I was going to use.
Yeah.
Cause just because, I mean, that's just a... You could play that at any wedding ever.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think it... I want to go a little... Actually, a little towards the devious side of George Strait, because he actually... In the story, mm-hmm. he's playing the villain... And it's one of my all-time favorite George Strait songs, and it's Cheyenne.
Mm.
I love the story. If you've never heard that song, you need to check it out. It the story is typical rodeo guy calls home, you know, and she never knows what's going to happen. She's at home, you know,
okay.
and she's just figuring he's calling to tell her he's hurt again, or uh-huh. you know, and he's telling her, hey, you know, I didn't make the next round, so I'm coming home, and she tells him, hey. There's somebody new. He's not a rodeo guy, and don't bother coming home.
I see.
And, you know, obviously pain is the first thing that you're going to feel when your significant other is moved on.
Uh-huh.
And instead, he's just like, you know, hey, that's cool. If I hurry, I can still make Cheyenne, which is the next round of rodeo. I so see. It's kind of, I say villain, but just kind of like, you know, it's just cold-hearted. Like, wow, I'm going to turn this pain into something else sure. and move on. So, I think you can relate to that. You could use that story for anything, using a negative for a positive. But I just really love that song. I've always loved it. So that'd be my first one. And then, you know, call me a homer, but I'm going to go back to my guy I'm listening to right now, which is Jacob Bryant.
Okay.
And a song, the second song I've ever heard that I heard from him, Pour Whiskey in My Grave, was number one. And I just fell in love with it immediately. But This Side of Sober.
Yeah.
And it's ironic that those two songs, there's two songs that he did not write.
Okay.
But they're just two biggest hits. I'm not knocking him or anything. That's truth.
He'll even tell you that. It's interesting how that works out sometimes. We're like, you know, two of your most requested songs are Somewhere and Lies in You. And like,
yeah.
you know.
And it doesn't mean anything bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, he has songs that he's written. He's wrote a song that what's his name? Luke Combs.
Mm-hmm.
That actually went platinum, and so his first platinum album was a song that he didn't even sing. So
yeah,
so I mean, you know, there's good and bad. I mean,
it's all about finding an artist that fits the words, and sometimes the artist that fits the word isn't you.
Right.
So like,
yeah. so this Side of Sober, it's kind of like. Again, I don't care what genre music you're from, genre, whatever you guys
prefer. Oh!
He got it.
However you guys do it.
He said genre.
Well, I've heard it enough that it's whatever. Anywho.
right before our eyes, man. So,
the story in this song, if you've never heard it, which I definitely suggest you let you hear it, can relate. In the story, it's dealing with alcoholism. But, again, you could... take alcoholism out, take anything that's bad in your life and input it, because we all have the devil sitting on our shoulders
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to outrun him when he's sitting on your shoulders. So take out anything, take out the alcoholism, input whatever is wrong in your life. And that's true. So,
and I can relate to the fact that, truthfully, within an hour of me meeting Steve, he had played that song for me. So
it's a beautiful song.
I
can't remember the guy that wrote it. I watched a video or a interview but whoever wrote it did a fantastic job writing it. And first time I heard it, I was like, God, that is a great song. And, you know, truthfully, until I got in this band, I really wrote off New Country. I just really thought it was heading in a growing up the way I did. It wasn't going in a way. I've never been a lover of pop music.
Right.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. It's just not my style.
Sure.
And country music was kind of going that route. And guys like him, Luke Combs, that have kind of pulled the reins back.
Chris Stapleton. Cody Jenks.
Yeah. Absolutely. These guys are starting to – they call it outlaw country. I just call it country music. Mm-hmm. I think it's back to the roots where it used to be. You know, it's obviously an influence for us. Mm-hmm. You know, we again, not knocking pop country music. It is what it is, and it's part of country music, whether you like it or not. That doesn't mean we have to take our route that way to sell records. We're going to stay true to ourselves, and this is what the four of us all like. So it's all been an influence for us to get back in it. I don't know where I'm going. Oh, yeah, I do. those two songs are new and old, but yet have a similar message, positive message. And I think you could use those two for anybody that listens to rock or whatever. They could listen to those two and go, man, these songs don't suck.
And I think too, especially with Jacob Bryant, where like he's not a household name.
No.
Although he very much should be. And it's one of those things where, okay, I get it. You don't like Luke Bryan. Listen to this guy. Now, you've never heard
Brian,
of this guy.
Brian, not Bryant.
Yeah. I looked you right in the eye when I said that. But, you know, I think no matter what, I think what we're all coming down on here is that we all appreciate songs with a good story that anybody can get into. And if we've had one song on the countdown that absolutely exemplifies that for all of us, it is the song that is coming in at number 3 this week, and it is our friend Lucas Chiliberti with Rainmaker.
In a covered wagon, he crossed the Great Divide on his way to Kansas with 2 more days to ride. He heard about the suffering, the ones who died in vain. He came to work his magic, he was gonna make it rain. Rainmaker, can you open up the sky? It's gonna take a miracle, the well is almost dry. Rainmaker, our lives are in your hands. Save us now, you can. He built a wooden tower in the middle of town square. He started banging on a drum as his potion filled the air. Some folks took to cheering, some folks took to songs. One man called him Jesus, and they cheered the Savior on. Rainmaker, can you open up the sky? It's gonna take a miracle, the well is almost dry. Rainmaker, our lives are in your hands. If anyone can save us now, restless, crazy from the drought. And you could tell the rain man knew his time was running out. A cowboy pulled a 6-gun, a shot rang through the town. And as the Savior lay there dying, rain came falling down. Rainmaker, can you open up the sky? Gonna take a miracle, the well is almost dry. Rainmaker, our lives are in your hands. If anyone can save us now, you can.
Lucas Chiliberti with Rainmaker, and of course that is a former number one song. The question now becomes, is there going to be a new number one this week, or is it going to remain?
Can I tell him?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Is that an echo?
Coming in at number 2. I don't know why we couldn't just tell him. I was about to tell him. Anyway, coming in at number 2, we have Cason Lane with Countryside of Me.
All right, y'all, listen up now. Here we go. Yeah, we got the Fireball whiskey sitting, go on tap. The double barrel
shotgun hanging low in the glass. Life is easy here on Dirty Street. We got 35 spray of mud on the flats. Deep in the woods, ain't nowhere on the map. The speakers cranked up, we're living wild and free. There's nowhere else in this world that I'd rather be. Cases of beer sitting on coolers of ice. My baby beside me riding high and tight. Wind in my face, mud in my hair. I ain't got no worries and I just don't care. This ain't no white collar, the high society. It's just that hillbilly redneck countryside of me. Just like two old coon dogs barking in trees, chasing that whitetail brings me to my knees. I'm a bucking rut, you're a doing heat. Yeah, shake that thing, girl, do what I need. Cases of beer sitting on coolers of ice, my baby beside.
Kason Lane, Countryside of Me, as always. Thank you so much to Kason Lane for your submission. 13 years that band has been together. That is the goal.
Yes.
Man, that is where every band, I think, wants to be and where you guys are well on your way to. I mean,
we're almost halfway there.
Yeah, you're
halfway to 13?
Almost halfway to 13.
Five, that's close. Depending on where you went to school at.
If you went to school in Jennings County, maybe not.
We love you, Jennings County.
Well, at this point, we would like to take the opportunity to listen to a little bit of Night Owl music. And this particular song is, I would say, probably one of your most popular, probably one of your most requested.
It's a Night Owl favorite.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's certainly a very popular song among the certified Night Owls. Tell us a little bit about Somewhere.
Well, to start off, because I'll let Steve say what he usually says about our song Somewhere.
Mm.
But this was written by our friend Troy Edwards. Troy was part of Night Owl at the very beginning. He wrote the song. He sung it, but after... he left the band. He did still allow Matt and Night Owl to use it and sing it and record it. And, you know, we gave him the proper proper props. You know, we went through the
hat tip.
We went through the proper channels of getting that song, and we appreciate it. It is one of our favorite songs to play. So that's it for me.
And I would say one of the most instantly recognizable, due in no small part to the lick Tim Dooley added at the beginning.
That's what I was getting ready to say was if I was thumbing through my phone, some old like text messages and stuff, and came across the very first time we played this.
Oh my goodness.
And we were practicing it out in the garage. Mm-hmm. We were going to Nashville to play it. Can't remember the name of that place. But anyways, we were going out there and play it. It was a
Alley Taps?
No, the other one.
Go on. I'll try to think of it.
We were basically doing an acoustic just to kind of get the everything down, and the transformation from then. Yeah. I mean, just
even from when you guys recorded it. Because, you know, in the recording, which is available, if you guys want to listen to the recording, it's available.
Please do.
it's still missing that big ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. Poof,
yes.
You know.
And I think, I drink a lot of whiskey, so don't hold it against me, but I think we added that for the 8-Second Saloon Battle of the Bands.
Mm, yeah.
And so we needed something that would really capture the crowd, and I think it was the first song we did, so we came in with that big band entrance,
right?
And then Tim just throws that lick in there, and it was instant classic. So it's like, okay, that's definitely staying. But the ups and downs of that song, that's what I like about it. I mean, mm-hmm. it is probably the funnest song playing for me wise.
Yeah, because as a percussionist, there are moments in that where you just get to really go at it, and then there are moments
where accent parts where
you pull back you're on the cymbals, and
I'm doing 16ths on the hi-hat, there's like those accent cymbals that I love it when Brett looks at me right before I do it. I'm like, bah! I hit his side.
Someday when there's a Night Owl Greatest Hits album, the linchpin of that album will be the re-recorded.
Yeah.
Maybe Ronnie Dunn will do it.
Ronnie Dunn, baby.
And listening to all the music I'd listen to, if it's a Prince song, Prince was singing, mm-hmm. if it was Poison song, Bret Michaels is singing. So to have this song and where I sing a verse and Matt sings a verse and
Tim, I sing a verse
and Tim has the lick,
yeah.
And Steve has the punctuation marks, yeah. This is a full Night Owl country band song. Just, mm-hmm. it's one of the great ones.
Mm-hmm. And we hope that you enjoy Somewhere.
I lost my heart and soul. I don't know exactly where I'm going. Somewhere on a highway, I left my everything, and I don't know how to get back home. Oh, place I stop and drink. Ran into lady, said she knew me. Said I was a good friend. Don't remember, can't understand. But I must have lost my way. Guess I lost you in my dreams.
Night Owl Country Band with Somewhere. And gentlemen, it is time for our number one song this week. And it is no surprise, it is at number one for the second week in a row. And of course, thank you to Courtney Dickinson for sending in the song. Thank you for her continued support on the show. We can't thank you enough for listening every week. And a very deserved number one with Freedom.
Take the two-lane blacktop.
Courtney Dickinson with Freedom. And gentlemen, that brings us to the conclusion of another amazing, amazing episode. Classic edition, might you say, of the Who's Who podcast, and a well-deserved number one from Courtney Dickinson.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep. Always great to listen to that song. Just such a fun song to listen to. I'm glad that it's number one again.
Yeah, very deserving. Sorry, I just got busted watching Michigan Ohio State game.
That's all right.
But you'll have that. You'll have that. For all you know that Michigan is my team.
Go blue.
It's ups blue. And downs with Steve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve, the best way that I can describe Steve is this. Steve is kind of like the human version of the forgot your password button. And like here's why, all right? That when you hit that button, it's an absolute fail-safe, right? Like you hit that forgot your password button, you rely on that button, you know the job is going to be taken care of. Mm-hmm. But you also know it's going to be this whole thing.
Yeah.
You tell them to text you the code, and the text never comes through.
And so then when you try to reset the password, it says you can't use that password.
Because it's your old password, and you're like, I just put in that password. Yes. It's like, you tell them to text you a second code, the first one comes through, you try to use it. You know it's not going to work,
right?
But you try to use, that's
me.
Yep.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen,
sorry,
thank you.
Courtney. It is a great song. It's very worthy. I didn't get to introduce it as Freedom, but I did that time. And we look forward to seeing you on the countdown next weekend as well.
Yes.
Send us more music. Actually, everybody in the top 10, send us more music.
Yep.
Everybody outside of the top 10, send us more music.
That's true, too.
Of course, if you do want to send in music, that is nightowlcb1@yahoo.com. And, of course, this is Who's Who, the weekly independent country countdown podcast presented by the Night Owl Country Band. If you want to support the show and Night Owl monetarily, head over to patreon.com/nightowlcb and give us a few of the twigs from your nest. Help keep this bird in flight. But if not, you can get all of our content for free. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/who's who pod. You can find the Night Owl Country Band on Facebook at facebook.com/nightowlcountryband, on Twitter at the real NOCB, and on Instagram at Night Owl Country Band, online at nightowlcb.com. My name is Casey Johnson, and for Brett, for Steve, for the Night Owl Country Band as a whole, in closing, as always, I just say, go listen to a song you wouldn't have listened to otherwise.
Yes, Brett. George Strait.
George Strait. Got it.
George Strait. Get you some. We'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
See ya.